Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. 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 Father, we just adore you. We bless you this morning. We thank you that we serve the King of Kings, the Almighty Father, the Almighty God. We are grateful that you chose us to be your very elect servants, O God. You called us your sons and daughters. We are grateful in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning for what you've done and what you are going to do in Jesus' name. Let the Assyrian be broken in our land, O God. Break in pieces the gate and brass and cut the bars of iron. We break every yoke from off our necks, and we burst the yoke, all the bonds in Jesus' name. O Father God, break them with the rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel in Jesus' name. We just thank you this morning for what you've done already and what you're going to do. We bless you, O God. Break their teeth, O God, in the name of Jesus, in their mouth. Break the teeth of the young lions. Break the arms of the wicked. Let the oppressors be broken in pieces. Let the arms of the wicked be broken, O God, in Jesus' name. We praise you, Father God, because you are holy God. You are righteous God. Let all the bows of the wicked be broken in Jesus' name. We break in pieces the horse and the rider. Break down every wall erected by the enemy against our lives in Jesus' name. We break and disannul every demonic covenant by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are a great God and you allow us to serve a mighty God like you. What a great God you are in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, we just bless you. We praise, we honor you. Oh, Father, we thank you that we are redeemed from the curse through the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we are the seed of Abraham, and his blessings are ours. We choose blessings instead of curses and life instead of death. We break and release ourselves from all generational curses and iniquities as a result of the sins of our ancestors in Jesus' name. We break and release ourselves from all curses on both sides of our family back 60 generations in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We break all curses of witchcraft, sorcery, and divination in Jesus' name. We break and release ourselves from all curses of pride and rebellion in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of death and destruction in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of sickness and infirmity in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of poverty, lack, and debt in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of rejection in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of double-mindedness and schizophrenia in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of Jezebel and Ahab in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from curses of divorce and separation in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of lust and perversion in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of confusion and mental illness in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of idolatry in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses causing accidents and premature death in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of wandering and vagabond in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all spoken curses and negative words spoken against us by others and by those in authority, and we bless them in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all self-inflicted curses by negative words we have spoken in the name of Jesus. We command every demon hiding and operating behind a curse to come out in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we just bless you this morning. We say, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise our God. Hallelujah. For the Lord our God is omnipotent. Oh, you reign, oh God. Reign, reign, oh God. Reign and have your way on Bible Storyland. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to our King this morning. Let us worship the Most High God this morning, giving him all the glory, all the honor which belong to him. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is omnipresent. He is alive and with us this morning. I bring you greetings from Jacksonville, Florida. I thank God, our Heavenly Father, for connecting us. I'm your host, Sister G, also known as Caritha Gantling. Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G, is what I should have said. We serve a mighty God, a great God, and he allows us to. We're able to bow down and worship him. We're able to give him glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We're able to call upon his holy name. We're able to say, Abba, Father. We are privileged to be his children, his sons, his daughters, the daughters and sons of the Most High. There is no greater privilege than to be children of a king, the King of kings. Well, speaking of children this morning, Jesus said in Matthew 19:14, allow, he said, don't stop, allow the children to come to him. Do not forbid them to come to him, for they are a part of his kingdom just like we are. Don't we serve a mighty God? Then, guess what? After he said that, he laid hands on the children, and he blessed them. So today, we are blessed to have Children's Day. Today is Children's Day, and we are blessing the children this morning. We thank God for the children. They are a gift to us. Like the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E, that's the Bible. So you know what? That's the most valuable book on the earth. It has stood through generations. You know, other books have been destroyed. They can't even find books back, you know, centuries ago. But guess what? They can find the Bible, the Word of God. God says he honors his word above his name. And guess what? So do I. I honor his word. And I thank God that I can freely read it. You know, in some countries, they can't read the Word of God. They don't even have a Bible written in their language in some countries. So we are blessed. Don't leave it up on the shelf. Don't let it collect dust. Teach it to our children. Teach the Word of God. You know, we got to get it on the inside of us before we can teach it to our children. We teach them all kinds of things. We teach them how to drive. We teach them how to learn math and science and all, but do we teach them the Word of God? So let's get it in them. Let's get the Word deep on the inside of them. That's how we're to train them up, with the Word of God. Well, we're blessed this morning. We have Karen Artell with us from Houston, Texas, and she is anointed. And I believe that she's been playing music since she was a child. And we thank God for Karen. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. How about yourself?
Awesome. Praising my God. What you going to play for us this morning?
Father Abraham.
Amen. I love it. Go ahead.
Thank you.
we're blessed. He's the father of nations, and he received so many blessings. And guess what? Because he's the father of nations, we receive his blessings too. So, Father Abraham, I just love that song. Thank you, Sister Kara. I told you she's very gifted and very talented and plays those praise songs like never before. So Jesus loved the children today. As I said before, it's Children's Day. We're honoring the children this morning. And Jesus loved the children, and we love the children too. Jesus said, except we be converted and become as little children, we shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. So how are children? Have you noticed how children are? One of the things about them, they are very forgiving. Oh, my God, I have to keep praying and say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Teach me to forgive and forget. Lord, help Jesus. But you know, children, they can be fighting one minute. Next second, they playing again. You're like, what happened? They so easy and quick to forget and forgive. They forgive each other. You know, the Bible says forgive each other 70 times 7. Oh, my God, children forgive each other that many, at least that many times. Sometimes in a whole day or year, they forgive one another. They just go right back and hug on one another like nothing ever happened. So let us be like little children. That's how they are. Also, they're easily to convert. Their hearts are soft and tender. They have hearts of flesh. You know, some of us can have stony hearts, you know, from the cares of life. You know, this happened to us and that happened to us, and then we just start shielding our heart. And then before we know it, it's gotten hard. And I say, oh, Lord, give me, created me a clean heart. Give me a heart of flesh. Psalms 19:7 says, the teachings of the Lord are perfect. They renew the soul. So when I read the word and he says, you are to forgive, forget, it renews my soul. When he says, I'm to call on him, it renews my soul. When he says, I'm to let the children come unto him, those words renew my soul. When he says, I'm to let go and let him, it renews my soul. You know, children, it says it makes gullible people wise. What? The word of God makes gullible people wise. Children have great discernment. Have you ever noticed a baby? Some people they won't even go to. Why? Their discernment. They pick up something about it. Now, some children just cling to their mothers. That don't mean that they, you know, are picking up anything wrong about you. But there are people that children won't ever go to because they know the spirit of another person. They know when you love them. They know who is good and who is bad, who is evil. Something God put on the inside of them tells them. Even babies know who they can depend on. You know, if you done dropped your baby over and over, they ain't going to be trying to come to you. Uh-uh. No, they're going to be trying to go to the one who ain't dropping them, the one who feeding them, the one who looking out for them. Children are gullible, but they are dependent on God, and he makes them wise. Yes, he does. Children are also simple-minded, and because they are simple-minded, God protects them. You know how they do. You say, don't go, baby, in the street. Before you know it, they done strayed off in the street. Some of them go with strangers, but God protects them. The Lord protects defenseless people. When I was weak, he saved me. Oh, God. Children are teachable. Say, come here, baby, let me show you this. Come on, we're going to bake a cake. Now, you put in this flour and you put, they are teachable. Sometimes we think we know it all. And we can't be taught. I know that already. I know that too. Yeah, I know. No. Let somebody teach us what we need. Not just the preacher. Sometimes God sends people on the street to teach you things. Learn from other people. That's why he puts some people in your path. You can learn from them. Some people don't even say a word to you, but you can learn from them. Children, as I said, are teachable. They are willing to learn. They are eager to learn and excited about learning new things. So let's learn from our children and obey God like children do. Today is Children's Day, and we have some beautiful children on with us this morning who will be singing for us. Oh, yes, I'm looking for Asia. Asia, if you're on, press 1. I don't even know if she's on yet. I'm looking for Asia. All right, I don't see her yet. Maybe she's on and I don't see her. Press 1, Asia, if you're on. Okay, I don't see her right now. Asia has a twin sister named Angel. So maybe they'll come on a little bit later. All right, now we're going to have two beautiful sisters come on. And I tell you what, those two girls are a blessing to me. I just love them. Oh, they're so precious. I was privileged to teach one of them. I was privileged to teach London at one time. So they are sisters. They're going to be singing for us this morning. Good morning, London and Taylor. How are you girls?
Good.
Well, who's that? London?
Yes.
Good morning. Hey, Taylor, how are you?
Good.
All right. I just love you girls. You all are so precious to me.
Thank you.
Don't forget to lay hands on your mommy and pray for her this morning. You know she's not feeling good, so y'all lay hands and pray for her, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I know that one. There's a little prayer warrior. So what y'all going to sing for us this morning on the radio?
Daniel and the Lion's Den.
Oh, wow. I want to hear that one. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Daniel in the lion's den, Daniel in the lion's den, Daniel in the lion's den. Now is the meeting time, now is the meeting time, now is the meeting time. Daniel in the lion's den, Daniel in the lion's den, Daniel in the lion's den. Now is the meeting time. Now is the needed time. Now is the needed time.
Hey, man, Daniel and the Lions, I told you they are so precious. We just love you girls. You all are so precious. Y'all got beautiful voices. I hope y'all singing every day like that. Huh?
Thank you. We love you, too.
Oh, yes. Give your dad and your mom a hug for me, and I thank God for them. Oh, your mom comes on with us on Tuesdays, and she is a prayer warrior. She be praying for y'all and other children. So I'm blessed to have her come on with us. I just pray that she feels better. Don't hang up, girls. Just stay on as long as you can, okay? Thank you, Brother Roger, for having them on with us. We love you, Brother Roger. All right. Now we're going to have two more sisters who are very talented. Let's see. Yeah, they're on with us. That's Jabria and Bianca. Good morning, Jabria and Bianca. How y'all doing?
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, I just love you girls. I got to get to meet y'all soon. You got to get your mama to bring y'all over here to my house one day.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, for real.
All right. How you doing, Minister Stacy, this morning?
I'm blessed with the Lord. How are you? So glad
I'm
to be
doing good. Doing great. Jabria and Bianca, what y'all going to sing this morning?
Do You Love Jesus?
Oh, my God. Y'all are so brilliant. All right. I'm ready to hear that song. Do You Love Jesus?
Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Yes, I love Jesus way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart.
Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. Yes, I love Jesus way down in my heart. Yes, I love Jesus way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in my heart. Amen.
Amen. Woo, that's the first time I heard it, but that is such a beautiful song. Girls, you all sing so well. I thank God for you. I thank you, Mama. I thank God for those girls. They, Taylor,
yes.
Her sister, they sang. London,
yes.
They sang about Daniel. And now we have Jabria, Bianca singing Do You Love Jesus? I thank God I never heard it, but it is so beautiful. And that's how we're to love him, deep, 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 way down in our heart. He said we're to love him with all of our souls and strength. Thank you, girls. How schooled you?
You are.
How was school, girls?
That was school.
Good.
All right, yeah. All right. You listening to your teacher?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Yep. Amen. Well, I want to read something to you this morning. If a child lives with, and so this is something that we should all listen to and take note of. You know, like I was saying before about a teachable spirit. If a child lives with criticism, he learns to condemn. This is by Dorothy Law Noddy. If a child lives with hostility, he learns to fight. If a child lives with fear, he learns to be apprehensive. If a child lives with jealousy, he learns to feel guilty. If a child lives with tolerance, he learns to be patient. If a child lives with encouragement, he learns to be confident. If a child lives with praise, he learns to be appreciative. If a child lives with approval, he learns to love. If a child lives with recognition, he learns to like himself. If a child lives with honesty, he learns what truth is. If a child lives with fairness, he learns justice. If a child lives with security, he learns to trust in himself and others. If a child lives with friendliness, he learns the world is a nice place to live in. I like that poem. Well, we have one of my good friends. We used to be neighbors in New Orleans, lived down the street, a couple of doors down or so. Now she lives in Dallas. You know, Katrina did great things for us, even though, you know, it seemed like it was a horrible thing, but great things came out of that Hurricane Katrina. So now Mariba lives in Dallas, Texas. She and Sharkeisha are my prayer partners on Tuesday nights when we pray for the children. So her name is Mariba Talbert. Good morning, Mariba.
Good morning.
How you doing?
All is well. Thank you.
Amen. So we're ready for you to pray for the children.
Father, we just thank you, for this is the day the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. So we just thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for your son. We give you praise. We give you the honor, Heavenly Father. We thank you that we can get up this morning and pray for the children, Heavenly Father. Protection, Lord. Children that's in college, Heavenly Father, that they won't go astray, Lord. And that you put people around them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they will tell them. And they'll have an ear to hear and eyes to see the wickedness that's going on in the college that's being taught to them, Lord. Father, we ask you, Lord, to continue to keep their parents, Heavenly Father, that they'll be continue to be servants, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for your praise. We thank you for your honor. But it's God's will that our children know his glory. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you praise. Father, we uplift the little children, Heavenly Father, that's being persuaded into Halloween, Lord. This is a demonic day, but this is the most powerful day on earth for the witches and warlocks, Heavenly Father. We ask you to put a hedge of protection around little infant babies, because the younger the children, they have forms like with young women having children. And the younger the baby is, that's the most powerful. They have more power by Satan. So, Father, we tear down that stronghold, Heavenly Father, with witches and warlocks, Heavenly Father. We tear it down, the sacrifice, Heavenly Father. And this is what they do. You know that they sacrifice little babies, the newborn babies. So, Father, those are your children, Heavenly Father. They didn't ask to come here. So we ask you, Heavenly Father, to look upon them. Father, the abortion clinic. Father, we ask you, Heavenly Father, that they have clinics right next door to show them that what the baby looked like in their womb, that they will change their mind in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your honor. Father, we ask you that we decree and declare that angels will stand by the doors of the schoolhouses, Lord, and terror will not enter into the classroom anywhere, Heavenly Father. We actually look upon the teachers that's teaching the children. They're teaching them evolution, Heavenly Father, but we know it's creation, Lord. So we ask you to strengthen the parents, to have them to just don't send them to school and leave it up to the teachers, and that they shall be taught the word of God at home so they'll know better. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your honor. We thank you for your grace, Heavenly Father. We just give you praise. Father, I ask you to look upon the children that's in abusive homes, Heavenly Father. Look upon them, keep and protect them, Heavenly Father. Touch the parents' mind, Lord, for what has happened to the parents, and they do it to the same as their children. So, Father, thank you. Thank you for the changing of their heart, the renewing of their mind, Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you for the saints teenagers, Heavenly Father, that their parents are teaching them, that the ones that's not saved, Lord, that they will go out and teach and talk to the young children, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that they tell them about salvation and how good God is. Father, we just give you praise. We give you the honor. Father, your word says that our children have authority over the enemy. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, bless those two little children, Heavenly Father, those children that were singing this morning. Oh, Father, keep a hedge of protection around them in the name of Jesus, that they will continue to do God's work, Lord. Father, we just give you praise. We give you the honor, Father. Father, we actually look upon children all over, Heavenly Father, Africa, Mexico, Honduras, all over, Heavenly Father. New Orleans, Texas, children are mud. They have malnutrition. Children are eating mud and bark and leaves, Lord, because they are hungry. In the name of Jesus, Father. Father, I should have blessed the missionaries that bring food over and teach them, Lord. And Father, break down the strongholds of the enemy, Lord, that prevent the food from coming. They come and they steal the food. They go and they steal the cattle and the food that they have for livestock. So, Father, put a hedge of protection around these folks, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father. Once again, all over the ones that celebrate Halloween, Father, we ask you to break down that stronghold in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. We give you praise. Witches and warlocks, Heavenly Father, they have been deceived. So we break it down in the name of Jesus to the very root of things. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, we give you praise. Father, I should look upon the young children and the young girls and boys that's being stolen for sex trade. Heavenly Father, we ask you to break that gate in the name of Jesus, Father, that these children that will be found, Heavenly Father, released from that satanic worship, Heavenly Father, all for the sake of money, Heavenly Father. They sell children. Oh, Father, we ask you, Heavenly Father, put a stronghold of angels around that, Father, and that they will be found. And when they're found, Heavenly Father, we ask you to speak to their mind, that people that love the Lord will talk to them. And for a renewing of the mind, Father, we give you praise. We give you the honor, Father. Father, your words say that our children and our grandchildren will be established before the Lord. So we thank you for your word, Lord. We give you praise. We thank you. We give you praise, honor, in the name of Jesus, Father, that we will give us the tongue of the learned, that we may speak to the weary in due season, Heavenly Father, and that they will hear. For your word said that, you said, Father, that your word goes out and do what you said it would do. Your word will not fall to the ground. And we give you praise for that. We have the honor to serve you, Heavenly Father. And give us compassion, Lord. And give us courage to speak to the weary in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. We thank you for encamping your angels. Y'all there?
Yes. You through?
No, I thought that was you calling me. Yeah, I thought I was.
I asked through.
Huh?
Are you finished?
I can come back. Go ahead. Yeah.
No. I was asking you, are you finished, so I could call the next person. That was it.
Oh, okay. Father, we just thank you that you give us. We have the honor to serve you this morning. We thank you that you encamp your angels around our bed. You protect us from the angel of death, Father. So many people wasn't able to get. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mariba. I told y'all she was a prayer warrior. Thank you. All right. Well, we had Sister Jackie on. I know she's at work. Sister Jackie, are you still on? Let me see if I see her. She was on here. She may have hung up. But anyway, she'll be back. Hopefully she'll be back. But we have her cousin on here. All right. Minister Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning.
Morning, Miss Susie.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. It's a little bit cold here, but I'm still doing fine.
Yeah, it's a little chilly here this morning. It's like about 50-something.
It's about 20-something here.
Oh, we're going to send you some sunshine. What you going to sing this morning? Minister Donna? Hello? I think she got cut off. Minister Donna, we can't hear you. All right, she'll come back in a minute. All right. Well, Sister Karen is going to be on in a minute. Sister Karen, would you just play a song for a minute or two? Minister Donna got dropped, but she'll be back. Back. Thank you, Sister Karen. Minister Donna, we're ready. What you going to sing? Sorry you got dropped off.
This Little Light of Mine.
All right. Okay. And then after you sing, Sister Jackie's coming on. She came. She called back in. Go ahead. This Little Light of Mine.
Oh, okay. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, I'm going to let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, I'm going to let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Amen, amen. I tell you what, that's a singing family. I thank God for you. Bless your parent, your mother, and your mother-in-law. So thank you so much. All right, Sister Jackie, you're on now again. Thank you. How you doing this morning?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Oh, I'm fine this morning. I like that song, and I like the song the kids sung. That was so cute. I remember those songs, yes. Yeah. That was good. I believe that children are our future.
My favorite. All right.
I'm going to try to sing that one today.
All right.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone to fulfill my need. A lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend on me. And I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, At least I live as I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away my dignity. Because the greatest love of all is happening to me. I found the greatest love of all inside of me. Amen.
Amen. Oh, I love that song. Yes, I believe the children are our future, and they are right now,
yes,
right here, our future. Oh, my God, we got to continually lift our children up and encourage them and train them up. Because you know what? Many children nowadays, some of them are almost grown, and they haven't been trained. So we got to teach them to be good citizens while they're still young, moldable, and pliable, so that they will listen. You know, if you wait till they get 17, 18, they're not going to listen. So we got to teach them while we're looking down on them, because one day they're going to be looking down on us. Most of them get taller than their parents. I know I'm taller than I was taller than my mother, not my dad, though. My dad was like 6'2 or so. Well, you know, the Lord says that we should teach the children. Deuteronomy 6:7 says we got to teach our children. And it says to train the children. Proverbs 22:6. The Lord says as parents, we're to provide for our children. 2 Corinthians 12:14. The Word of God says that parents are to nurture their children. Ephesians 6:4. That the Word of God says we are to control our children. And you know what? A lot of us are missing doing that. We don't control them. We tell them, go in there and wash the dishes. They don't do it. We just ignore it like we never even said it. You said, go get your clothes on so you can get ready for school. They're in there looking at cartoons. We don't control them. The Word of God says we're to control our children. 2 Timothy 3:4. One that ruleth his own house, having his children under subjection with all gravity. We got to rule them. To love. Some people say, oh, I love my children, but they let them do what they want to do. The Lord said, don't spare the rod and spoil the children. We are to love our children. Part of love. You know, when God loves us, he says he chastised those whom he loves. And we are like God. We got to chastise our children. That's how they know we love them. Not when you just let them have their way, do anything. They go in Walmart, they knock everything off the shelf. You just say, oh, you're just ignoring them like nothing happened. They're running all around the church, and we just ignore them, standing on the bench, tearing up the fans. We just ignore them. We got to stop ignoring them. We got to correct them. They're getting killed on the street because they are neglected, because we're not paying attention to them. We got to stop ignoring them. Pay attention. The Word of God says that we are to correct the children. He that spareth the rod hateth his son. Oh, my God. You mean some parents hate their children? Yep. If you spare the rod, you hate your children. He that loveth chasteneth him betimes. When it's time, you got to chasten them. We may not want to do it, but start when they're young. Don't let them get away. It's not cute when they're doing these little things that's wrong. Or when you tell them don't do it, it's not cute. All right, Proverbs 19:18. Chasten thy son while there is hope. At a certain time, ain't no hope. Don't wait till they get 13, 14, 15. They sucking their teeth and stomping their feet at you. Too late. Rolling their eyes. Too late. I shouldn't say it's too late. We can always do some correction, but we need more help. We got to bend the knee more often when they get older. It says, chasten thy son while there is hope, and let your soul spare not for their crying. They're going to cry, but, you know, we did too. We still living, huh? When my mama whipped me, my daddy whipped me one time. I cried like a baby. But guess what? They ain't killed me. I'm still here. So foolishness is bound in the heart of a children, but the rod of correction shall drive it away from them. We may not want to do it, but we got to do it. The Lord says, instruct our children. Deuteronomy 4:9 says we're to instruct them. Deuteronomy 31:13, instruct them in the way. What way? In the way of righteousness. Teach them the right things out of the Word of God. Proverbs 22:6, train them up in the way they should go. What way should they go? Should they go the way of the world? Should they go Halloween trick-or-treating? That's the way of the world. That's destruction. Should they participate in those parties that even they haven't met church? No, that leads to destruction. Teach them the way of holiness. Holiness says we ain't bowing down to another God. We ain't bowing down to evil holidays. We ain't bowing down to idols. No, we're not. Teach them the way they should go. Isaiah 28:9. Whom shall he teach knowledge, or whom shall he make understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the breast. Little ones. They understand. Yes, they do. You think they don't, but they really understand. When you teach them the way to go, they understand. And then for our children, we have to exhort our children. Proverbs 34:11, come ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 10:1, the Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son maketh his father glad, but a foolish son is heaviness to his mother. Proverbs 20:11, even a child is known by his doings, whether his work is pure or whether it is right. Proverbs 23:22, hearken unto your father that begot you, and despise not your mother when she's old. Ecclesiastes 12:1, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Mark 7:10, Moses said, honor your father and your mother. Whosoever curses father or mother, let him die the death. Ephesians 6:1-3, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest dwell long upon the earth. So, you know, we got to know the Word of God in order to teach the Word of God to our children. Well, Psalms 119:11 says, the Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. It's time for the Word. Let's listen attentively and hide the Word in our hearts so that we don't sin against God. Today, our speaker is an anointed woman of God. She's anointed by God to preach the good news of the gospel, Jesus Christ. She is Pastor Tori Coates. Pastor Tori Coates from Middletown, Ohio, a great woman of God, an intercessor, a prayer warrior. She's prayed for me many times. I'm like, oh, I need help. She's praying for me. Her husband and she are pastors. Her husband is Dr. Jamie Coates. And they are pastors at the New Era Baptist Church in Middletown, Ohio. Good morning, Pastor Tori. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Blessed of the Lord. And I hear you are, too.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right. You ready to break
forth? Thank you so much for inviting me. And I have enjoyed all of the singing, and especially enjoyed all of the kids, and just thank God for them, you know, standing up and singing for the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we're ready to hear the Word this morning. The Word of the Lord.
Okay, the Word today comes from Galatians 6:9. And it says, hold on, let me put my glasses on. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And as a title, I want to give a title just a catchy little title for some of you all who like cliches, as to just remind you about doing certain things, especially for the children. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. And then as a subtitle of that, how to make a comeback after receiving an F or a poor grade on a test or some type of schoolwork or anything like that. And then for those adults that are listening, how to make a comeback after dealing with situations that make you feel like you're worthless. I'm going to talk to you all about a little bit about that today. In life, as children, we all have had situations where we have had poor test scores and we've had schoolwork. In some classes, we do well in math, but we don't do well in reading. And some of us do well in reading, but we don't do well in math. And some of us do well in social studies, but we don't do well in science. And some of us do well in science, but we don't do well in social studies. And then some of us have even more challenging situations to where we just, for whatever reason, we just have to work a little bit harder than some of our other peers. And some of us have siblings that have to, who all they have to do is just look at the information and they get it and they make straight A's. And then some of us have to study and work hard, really, really hard at night and things like that. And so sometimes this, all of these lemons or trials that we are dealing with makes it very difficult for us to feel like we are where we need to be. And so sometimes when we come across these obstacles and situations, then we have to remember there is a formula for helping us to come back so that we can do better in our life and be able to seek the vision that God has before us. And then sometimes as parents, we struggle with whether or not we should let our child play sports or whether or not we should not let our child play sports. And if they're having issues at school and things like that, we wonder whether or not we should let them play sports. If they made a bad grade and things like that, we wonder whether or not we should let them go to the movies. We wonder whether or not we should make them stay back when the teacher has told us that they are not really ready for the next grade level, and we wonder about that. And then we wonder whether or not we should put our child in private school or whether or not we should put our child in homeschool based on what may be going on with different issues as it relates to the public school. And we wonder which school district we should try to put our child into. We wonder which types of talents we should really try to push our child into. Should we try to push our child into going into dance because she really loves that, or should we try to encourage them to do sports and things like that? And so during those times, as parents, we don't always make the best decisions. And because in actuality, what we have to realize is that anytime we're parenting any child, it's the first time for that parenting of that particular child, because every person that is born is different. And so a lot of times we knock ourselves down and we don't give ourselves credit because of what we are not doing as it relates to our child. And so as we're looking at two different scenarios here. We're looking at the children when they have received an F or a D in a class, or if they have received a D and an F on a paper. And then we're looking at the parents as to sometimes not making necessarily the right decisions about certain things. One of the decisions, I know, so I'm going to start with the children. So just recently, there was a young man who was having a very difficult time in reading and math, and he just did not know what to do. He was failing in this particular class, and so his mother was really, really concerned about him. And so what she decided to do was she went through a couple of steps. She had to remind her child that sometimes in life you're going to have setbacks and that you're not perfect. But then she had to also remind him that you are God's child and you have to do the best you can. So even if you receive that F on that report card and you receive that F on in your class, that you are more than a conqueror and that you are the head and not the tail because you're God's child. And then the other thing that she had to look at was she had to look at and see, well, you know, what is the problem here? You know, why are you making this poor grade? And then she realized that this child was not able to read as well as he needed to. So what she did was, after she evaluated him and looked at that, and the Bible tells us that we have to evaluate ourselves sometimes. And even as kids, you have to learn how to evaluate what you're strong at and what you're weak at. And so as she helped him evaluate the fact that he was not doing well in school, she decided to seek advice for this child. And so that would be the fourth step, is to, you know, ask for help. You may ask your parents for help. Sometimes kids do not tend to ask their parents for help because they just want to try to do it all themselves. Sometimes kids are too shy to ask their teachers for help. So you must learn how to ask for help when you realize that you have a hard time doing something in school. And so, and then the last thing that he that she continued to try to encourage her son to do was to remember that he had a vision of wanting to be a lawyer and that he needed to do these different things, that there were going to be more setbacks in his life and there were going to be more lemons in his life. But the person that comes out being the winner is the person that can make the lemonade out of the lemons. And so, again, as children, if you have an F, if you have a schoolwork and you're not able to, you know, you've made a really low grade and you're really, really upset, remember that you're going to have setbacks because no one is perfect. And then number two, remember that you are God's child and that because you are God's child that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you and that you are more than a conqueror and that you are the head and not the tail. And number three, to evaluate yourself, determine what your strengths are, and then determine what your weaknesses are. And then when you determine what your weaknesses are, go to someone. This is step number four. Go to someone, either a teacher or your parents or a tutor or someone, and get advice. And then remember what your vision is so that you can continue to move forward. So those are some of the things that can help you as a child, that when you have a rough situation or a rough patch as it relates to your academics in school and things like that. And as a parent, there are certain situations that we are dealing with in our life. One of the things that has happened to me as a parent, I had a daughter. My daughter is actually 23, and when we lived in Macon, I really wanted her to go to a private school, but I just never insisted because she was so persistent upon not really going, even to the point of almost sabotaging her interview when we tried to get her to go to the private school. But now that she has grown up, I have learned from my lesson because at that particular time, the school district that we were in, it was not where it needed to be. And so as a result of that, she has struggled. She struggled through college. So as a result of that, my younger son, Jamie, who is in school right now, is in the school district we're in again, living in Middletown, Ohio, is not where it needs to be. They've been on, like, the failing list, and I've actually gone into the school, and I'm just was not very happy with how they allow kids just to kind of linger outside in the hallways often. And so as a result, we decided to put our son in a private school. So one of the things that I did was that I had to deal with this when life gives you lemons, make for the reason that because what I decided to do was the first thing that I had to do is when I was raising my daughter, I had to remind myself that I was doing the best I could with the situation that I was dealing with as related to my daughter and that I'm not perfect. And then I have to remember that God is with me and that I am more than a conqueror and through Jesus Christ and that we can do all things. So like raising this son up, raising this teenager up right now through this time. And I had to evaluate the fact that, you know, at this point in time, you know, I feel like this is the best place for my son to be because no matter what all of society says that and no matter the fact that I have to sacrifice a little bit more as it relates to financially, but I feel like this would be the best place for him. And even though I did not do that for my daughter, it's like I have to really, you know, kind of let myself off the hook for that because of the fact that I'm doing the best I can with this particular child. And then the other thing that I had to do was to seek advice as it relates to, you know, different people and different things as it relates to, you know, determining whether or not this child should go to public school or private school and that type of thing. And then I have to remember that the vision that you always try to place, and that is to raise godly children and to raise godly children in an environment, a worldly environment, meaning that not only do we raise them godly and spiritual, but we also are responsible for them to be able to succeed and to be able to live in a society. And then, of course, we always want our kids to do better than what we did. Like if I went ahead and got my bachelor's degree, I would like for my children to go on to get their master's or their doctorates in whatever field that they want to get it in. So as parents, sometimes in life, we are given lemons, you know. My situation was primarily that I'm given the lemon of not necessarily being in the best school district I think that will provide my child with opportunity to where he can go to school, and when he gets ready to go to college, he will be successful. And so with that, I had to remember what I needed to do. And so as a result of that, those are some of the things that we think about, that we have to do. So we have to remember that sometimes we don't always make the best decisions when it comes to our children, but we learn from our mistakes and with God's help, because we are more than a conqueror and we're the head and not the tail, and that he gives us the grace and the mercy to keep moving on, that we will, our children will be the best that they can be for the Lord if we continue to reap if we faint not. So I encourage not only the parents but the children that when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Make the best lemonade. Make the sweetest lemonade. Don't make any sour lemonade by just giving up. Don't just give up. But get back on the horse and keep moving and keep moving and keep moving, because it is the enemy who wants to destroy us all. And the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And if he can try to destroy us, he will. And just like he tried to destroy Jesus, he wants to destroy us. And we have the victory through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, I love that, Pastor Tori. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. How to make a comeback as children and how to make a comeback as adults. So she gave us a formula for coming back. So follow the formula and come back if you slipped off. You know, like she said, we're human. We make mistakes as parents. But God is our guide. And so, you know, we got to go to him and say, Lord, I don't know how to raise my daughter. I don't know how to raise my son. I need your help. You gave him to me, but I need your help. I can't do it without you. Many people, you know, they try to do it without the Lord, and then we mess up, and then we say, oh, Lord, I messed up. Lord, help me. So I thank you so much, Pastor Tori. Awesome message, power packed. Our children are very gifted. They are very smart. They are brilliant. As a matter of fact, they're able to do things that we can't do. Can't do something with your cell phone? Call a child. Can't do something with your internet? Call the children on the computer. Oh, they are brilliant. They may tell you they can't do this or they can't do that, but it's probably because they ain't really interested in it. What they're not interested in, trust me, they ain't going to try to figure it out. They ain't going to be trying to do it. They don't realize the importance of getting an education. They don't realize the importance of prayer. They don't realize the importance of studying the Word. So we as parents have to make sure they do it, even when they don't want to, even when we don't want to. So I thank God for Pastor Tori. She is, you know, she holds my arms up all the time. I thank God that she is a mighty woman of God and a prayer warrior. I mean, she is on the battlefield for the Lord. And you know what? She's able to reach heaven. That's what we need to pray for, somebody who's able to get a prayer through. So I thank God for you, Pastor Tori. What an awesome word, an awesome word. You know, we got to train up our children the way they should go. That's parental instruction given by God to parents. I ain't saying it. God said it. When we are growing up, we learn lines. And I know when I was a child, we learned lines, you know, in the church, in the school, poems and different things that we had to say at different occasions, maybe during different holidays or whatever. But, you know, we learned lines. Then we had to learn pages. And we learned them. We, for our parents, supported whatever the teachers told us to do. Nowadays, many parents are fighting against the teachers. I don't want my child to learn that. Who are you to say what your child may need in the future? I remember teaching my children, they were first graders, map skills. They weren't exactly map skills, but what it was I was teaching them the states and capitals in the second grade. States and capitals. I taught them their parishes, the counties where they live, then the states and capitals. Some parents come up riled up. You know, I could see if I was teaching them demon things, but I was teaching them some knowledgeable things. Every child should know what city they live in. Every child should know what state they live in. Every child should know the parish they live in, the surrounding parishes, and every child should know the United States of America. They should know the difference between Washington, D.C. and Washington State. Some parents don't know those things. So they got upset because their children were learning them. Now, that's insane. Support the teachers. Go up and say, you know, how can I help you to teach my child? What can I do at home that's going to better improve their learning? We got to get in there and support them, not go against them. So, you know, Deuteronomy 6 says, parents, teach them in the morning, at noon, and at night. That's all their waking hours. So every second you got in the car, say, what's that scripture? What does it say in Philippians 4:13? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Just keep over and over. You know, children get into trouble in the back seat with their brother and sister. They fighting. But no, get the word in them. Wherever they go, show them the stop sign. Say, that says stop in the name of Jesus. You know what? Just make catchy little things. Like she said, catchy titles. Do exciting things that you say, ooh, we're going to have some fun today. And teach them the way to go. Teach them how to have fun learning the Word of God. You know what? If we do what God told us to do, if we obey God, they'll be full of God. If we teach them morning, noon, and night, they'll be so full of the Word of God, they will listen and obey us and God. No child will be rebellious when we follow God's plan. Let's remember, it takes a whole village to raise a child. All children deserve the best. Let's show love to our children, God's love. Take time with them. Observe them. Hug them. Study with them God's word. Correct them. Encourage them. Please feed them healthy meals. I'm so tired of our children having brain fog. They stop because they can't learn because we're feeding them the wrong foods. Feed them beans and rice and greens and collard greens and turnip greens and mustard greens and kale and green beans and mangoes and pineapples and bananas and walnuts and pecans and, you know, if you see chicken and, you know, just fish and whatever it is, feed them good food. Don't go, because you know what, I don't know if y'all know what genetically, GMO stand for genetically engineered food. That means it ain't real. McDonald's is not feeding real food. It's some concoction they put together. It's when you go in there and say chicken nuggets, those are not chicken nuggets. Get on the internet and study about GMO food. It ain't really food. That's why our children can't think. Why their attention is diverted. Why they can't focus. Because we are feeding them the wrong food. Keep them out of McDonald's. Cook for them. Cook. Our parents cook for us. You know, I thank God for my parents every day. Because they cook good food. Okra and tomatoes. Collard greens. Green beans. Okra, broccoli, carrots. They ain't cook one meal for this child, one meal for this child, one meal for, no, we all ate the same thing. And we sat down at the table together and had a good meal. Our parents corrected us at the table. Then we had to clear the table, wipe the table, help wash the dishes, sweep the floor. I was probably 5 or 6 years old sweeping the floor. Now they just say, I can't get my child to make up that bed. Why? What went wrong? Did you start when they was two? Here, baby, pick up your toys. Put them in. Some people just ignore them when they just let them do whatever they want to do. You got to start early. You got to start early. You know, the government don't want us to spank the children, but they're killing them in the street. The government I'm talking about, the policemen, they're killing them. So, you know, when we get away, God says, spare the rod, spoil the child. If you beat them with the rod, it won't kill them. Who will you obey, God or man? Daniel obeyed God in the midst of a generation that says, bow down to the king. Daniel refused to bow down to the king. He bowed to the King of Kings. He was smart. He obeyed his creator, Father God. That's who he bowed down to. What will you do, parents? Will you obey God or man? Let's save our children by obeying God and training them up in the way they should go. Well, it's prayer time, prayer time, prayer time. It's always prayer time. God said pray without ceasing. So anybody got a request, press 1. We're taking prayer requests. If you're already on, you can state your prayer request.
Minister G. Minister G.
Yes, Minister Donna, how are you?
I'm fine. Will you please continue to pray for my mother and my mother-in-law? My husband is doing a workshop for men today at 12 o'clock. So please pray for him. He's studied and he's prepared, but we still need prayer.
All right. Amen. Amen. Okay, prayer request. Press 1. If you're already on, state your prayer request.
Okay, this is Mariba. Can you hear me?
Yes,
okay.
I can.
Okay. For my daughter, Debbie, and for my son, he's incarcerated. Most likely, I don't know, I say it's a good thing, and it's not. But for him and the rest of my family, salvation and healing in the body.
All right. Okay, 735-904-735. You press 1. State your prayer request.
Yes, this is the Sister Ward.
Hey, how are you?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm doing good. I always am pleased to hear your voice.
Thank you. I'm always pleased to be on the radio station.
Amen.
And thank you for inviting me all the times that you did. My brother, he's in the hospital.
Who?
He had a stroke, my brother. He had a stroke.
Okay.
So I would like for you to pray for him.
Uh-huh.
And his girlfriend, she's also in the hospital with 3 different types of infections. I would like for you to pray for her.
Okay.
And Sister Ned, she's in the rehab. I would like for you to pray for her.
Okay.
And you know, you can always pray for my family.
Okay.
And Aubrey, Tavares.
All right. The twins and Tavares and the daughters.
Yes. Joe, Janetta, Katrina.
All right. I may not call them all by name. I'm going to say that. Do it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you, my sister. Somebody got a radio on or TV? Would you turn it down or off for me, please? Thank you. Brother David, how you doing?
I'm blessed and grateful. How you doing this morning, Sister G?
I'm always glad when I hear your voice. You know that.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you. Yeah, I want to pray and cover my son and ask that. I'm just asking for maturity and discernment and good judgment while he's off for college. And just, I know God's protection is already over his life. I'm just praying that he surrounds himself with the positive, inspirational people and you know, not falling in with those people that just want to party and be about doing next to nothing. So, and that my acting skills increase.
All right. Thank you, Brother David. How's Sister Donna?
She's doing good. She's running around the house, man. She's listening to you.
All right. Hey, Sister Donna, love ya. Y'all like family. You know, you like y'all like my son and daughter. I thank God for y'all.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Anybody else? If you already pressed one, you can state your prayer request.
Sister G, good morning.
Hey, Minister Stacy, how are you?
Good. I'm great. Thank the Lord. I wanted to know if you could pray for the children. And then I found out about, I didn't know juvenile girls, you know, in the juvenile system, pray for them, that God giving them a way out. Anyway, that I was reading an article saying that the juvenile girls here in Jacksonville don't have help. You know what I'm saying? They don't have a way out to where they can rehabilitate themselves.
Yeah.
So I pray that God open up a door for that for them. And pray for my family, pray for my husband, the job. Pray for me that I make more better decisions, you know, as a minister, you know, and spiritual. And that God continue to open doors and just change things in my life and my whole family life. Just keep me lifted up, keep my family lifted up.
All right.
All right.
Amen. Thank you.
You're
all
welcome.
Right. Let's see. 985-718. You press 1. You're on live.
Hello, Sister G.
Hey.
Everyone. This is Leticia.
Hey, Leticia. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm happy I was able to come on this today.
Me too.
To hear the speaker that really helped me.
Amen.
My prayer request is for my neighbor, Miriam. She's having a severe back pain, lower back pain.
Okay.
And also to pray for children in my community. I've been praying over them that God would save the children in the community here where I live at.
Okay.
That I would be able to tell them about Christ and maybe hopefully lead them to Christ.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Leticia. Jackie, you're back on. Jackie Travis.
Okay.
You're on again.
I want to ask for prayer for my husband. And his legs, he has that cellulitis, I do believe now, and the gouge in the toe. And for prayer for my children and for my family and especially for my patients and my clients. And pray for me to give me more strength, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And pray for all the children all around the world, all my nieces and nephews and great-nieces and nephews and great-great-nieces and nephews. I forget, I'm getting to be a great-great-auntie. And, I'm getting to be I'm a great-great-auntie.
Wow, and join the club.
Yeah, pray that all of our children come together and become closer with their mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers that all the children, you know, won't be abused so much, and the ones that's abused, maybe they'll have someone to reach out to so they can talk to. Just pray for all our children in college, and like you said, all.
All right. Let's see if anybody else pressed the one that I didn't let on live. Hold on. I'm looking for those that press one. Let me see. We got Miss Liddell on here. She's the youngest child on here. Youngest child of God. Good morning, Miss Liddell.
Good morning.
How you doing, my good friend?
I'm feeling well this morning.
I've been blessed with what I heard this morning.
And, I ask for prayer for my son, my entire family, my church family, and friends that are very ill right now.
Okay. All righty. Thank you, Ms. Liddell. Okay, anybody else? Press one.
I have one more request. This is Jackie.
Okay.
My pastor, Senior Kissick, he's still very sick and ill, but he's coming around. Just pray for his health and strength, him and his son, and their wives.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Whoa. All right.
I just asked for a prayer for my kids.
Okay. Pastor Tori, is that you?
Yes. For direction and strength and guidance to do what God would have them to do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Anybody else? Press one. I don't want to leave anybody out.
Yes, Phil, you want to press?
I would like prayer.
This is Jean.
Yes, just a second, please.
Yes, Bianca says she wants prayer.
Okay, Bianca, you want prayer?
Yes, ma'am.
Anything in particular?
My doggy, she passed last Sunday.
Your dog?
Yes, the dog got hit and she passed, so...
I
love doggy.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody else? Prayer request. Press one. Thank you, Bianca. Appreciate you.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right. Anybody else? Press one.
Yeah, it's hot though.
Okay. I don't want to miss anybody because sometimes people tell me, oh, I was pressing one, but I didn't get through. So I don't want to miss anybody. So if you got a prayer request now, I'm just asking that everybody our phone
I have,
on mute.
I have another one.
Okay.
A prayer request for a friend of mine, a house guest of mine, sort of fearfulness. She's still careful, and that she'll have a meal with God.
Okay.
Hello?
I'm here. Someone's talking in the background. I'm going to put everybody on mute so I can pray for you all. All right.
The doors will be open for her to get a job.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
Gotcha. I'm putting everybody on mute right now. We got a lot of background noise, so please forgive me. Okay. I'm muting everybody out, so just give me a second, and then I'm going to pray. Okay, I didn't notice anybody else press one, so I'll catch you in my prayer. Don't worry, Father God will lead me how to pray. I'm dependent on him. I don't even know. You know, we could make prayer requests, but Father God know how to lead the prayer request. So I'm praying that he will lead the prayer request. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Moko Sheba Kade U Sheba Kane U Sheba Kade Yoku Sheba Ka. You are great and you are greatly to be praised. You are Abba Father, which art in heaven. Ain't no God like you, Jehovah. We call you our God, Yahweh. Yoko Sheba Kade Uraba Kade Yoko Sheba Ka. Oh, Father God, we honor your holy presence this morning like never before. We are thanking you, Father God, that you are with us. You will never forsake us. You will never leave us. And, Father, we thank you that you are a great God, mighty in the heavens, mighty in the earth. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth. You are the one whose voice is powerful. Your voice is powerful. Many times, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, you speak the word. Every time you speak the word, you spoke the word, and you created everything. You said in your word that you said, let there be, and there was. We trust in you. We believe in you, Father God. You are not a man. You are truth in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for creating the stars, the moon, the sky, the greenery, all the trees, all the birds, all the animals, and then you created Adam, man, and you blew your breath into his body, and you laid him down to sleep, and you took woman from his rib. What a mighty God you are. Nobody can beat you creating, oh God. You are mighty. You are awesome. You are powerful. Lord God, for lack of words, I say you are powerful, powerful, powerful God. Why wouldn't we serve a great God like you, Jehovah? Oh, we just praise your name this morning. We come to bless you. We come to honor you. We come to bow down before you and worship you this morning. You are great. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Even the angels adore you. Moko Sheba Kade Ikurabaka. Keep our feet fastened on your path that we will not slip. Moko Sheba Kade Urabaka Didio. Keep us from slipping off the path. Keep us from growing weary in well-doing. Keep us on the path, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you encourage us morning, noon, and night. When we spend time in the secret place under your shadow, Almighty, we are abiding today under your shadow, under the wings, those mighty holy wings. Oh God, you are strong. You are powerful. You are a high tower. You are strength, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we're calling on you like never before this morning. We are sitting at your feet. You are the master teacher. We come to be touched by you this morning, oh God. Your mighty, holy, righteous touch, oh God. We touch the hem of your mighty garment, oh God. And Father God, we thank you that on Children's Day today, we lift up the children. Oh God, draw the children from the east, the west, the north, and the south, all over in every continent, oh God. Let them come out in the millions and the billions, oh God, to hear about the great God, Lord God Almighty, who created them, the one true and living God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up Moko Shebaka, every evil, wicked thing, and we shake it back to the pit. Yoko Shebaka, we send the fire of God against wickedness. In the name of Jesus, we say that wickedness will not dwell in us, and it will not dwell around us in Jesus' name. Yoko Shebaka, every evil, wicked thing, we say, go in the name of Jesus. You an unwanted foe. We praise the true and living God. We worship the true and living God. We worship the true and living God. He is our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy great and holy name. You are righteous in the heavens. You are righteous in the earth. Oh God, we call upon your name. We worship you. You are the King of Kings. You are Alpha. You are Omega. We worship you. We bless you, O God. You are Jehovah Nisi, a banner over us. We worship you. We worship the true and living God. We honor you, O God. You are great and greatly to be praised. We praise you this morning, O God. We honor and bless you, O God. We honor you this morning. We give you glory. We give you thanks, O God. We come with grateful hearts, O God. Forgive us, O God, for errors of our ways. Secret thoughts, forgive us. Thoughts that we have that's not like you, forgive us, O God. Forgive us, Father God, when we keep our mind on other things.
Forgive us when we don't keep our minds stayed on you, when we're distracted by the cares of this world that chokes us, the life out of us. Oh, God, I thank you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that we can call on you morning, noon, and night, and you hear, and you are not deaf because you answer us. Oh, God, we thank you. We wait patiently upon you, oh, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you that you're moving by your spirit morning, noon, and night, and you hear and you answer our prayers. You said before we call, you've already answered. You know our very thoughts. Clean up our thought life, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Every wicked, evil thing, clean it up out of our minds, oh, God, out of our hearts, oh, God. Teach us to love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength. Teach us how to love one another like we love ourselves, oh, God. We call upon you, the mighty, righteous, holy God, and we thank you this morning for every prayer request, oh, God. You've already answered. In the name of Jesus, you've already heard. We thank you that the devil is defeated, oh, God, in all of our lives. And, Father, I thank you for Minister Donna and her prayer request for her mother, for her mother-in-law, oh, God, and for her husband who's ministering to the men right now. And, Father God, I pray my protection around him. I plead the blood of Jesus over him. Speak through him like never before in Jesus' name. I lift up Mariba's children, all of her sons and her daughters and her grands and her great-grands and even any great-great-grands, oh, God. I pray healing upon them in the name of Jesus. And I lift up her friend who live in her home, oh, God, her house guest. I thank you, Father God, for your koshe baka, healing virtue, healing to her mind, healing to her body, healing to her soul, healer of her soul's diseases, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, your koshe baka, every evil, wicked thing that sinned against her, we send it back to the sender. Set her free, oh, God. We thank you for salvation for her in Jesus' name. And, Father, I lift up Sister Stewart, her brother who had a stroke. You know all about it. You knew it before it occurred, oh, God. And I thank you for sparing his life for such a time as this. Draw him close to you, oh, God. Let him know that you are the almighty God who created him in your image, who wants salvation for him, for his friend. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for healing her body, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, aright the situation, oh, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for Sister Neb, who's in rehab. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the Stewart children. I thank you for blessing them, keeping them on the holy path. They were brought up in holiness, oh, God. So keep them on your path. I thank you that their feet will not slip off the path, oh, God. And, Father God, I thank you for your servant, David Emmanuel and Donna Emmanuel and their children, oh, God, their sons, in the name of Jesus, give them both maturity, oh, God, discernment, good judgment, in the name of Jesus. Sever every tie from them that's not like you, particularly David Jr. Oh, God, give him good judgment. Let him make wise decisions, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Your koshe, I say wisdom is his portion. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the peace of mind. I thank you that he'll keep his mind stayed on you. Oh, God, that he will not do the thing that the children of the world do. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that he will call on your name. And I thank you for saving him in the accident that he had. Help him to realize that it was you who stopped him from being destructed, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, put godly people in his path, people who can keep him on the straight and narrow, people who can tell him, and put a listening spirit in him, obedient spirit in him, oh, God. Draw him close to you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for Brother David Emmanuel Sr., in the name of Jesus. Father God, whatever your Mokol Shebaka vision is for him concerning acting, or whatever is concerned of you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, give him the vision, your vision for his life, oh, God, whether it's acting, whether it's pastoring, whatever it is, oh, God, whether it's teaching, oh, God, whatever it is, give him your vision, oh, God. I lift up Minister Stacy and her children, oh, God, her husband, in the name of Jesus, hear her request,
Oh, God, I thank you for decisions, spiritual decisions. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for her and her husband, that they would make godly decisions together. And, Father God, we lift up the children that are in juvenile detention centers, particularly the girls, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, send people in there, oh, God, like Minister Stacy, oh, God, to pray with them, to comfort them, to strengthen them, to offer salvation to those girls and to those young men, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, there are many godly men who are not taking forth their roles. In the name of Jesus, they're not going to the prisons. They're not going to the juvenile detention centers. But, Lord, I pray that they would get up out of their comfortable seats. They would turn the TV off, oh, God. They would stop listening to the sports so much. They would not engulf themselves in sports all day long, but they would get on their knees and pray for the juvenile children in detention centers, oh, God. And even they would visit, oh, God, and take them on, oh, God, as their own spiritual children. And, Father God, I thank you, oh, God, for Letitia and for her neighbor, Miriam. Remove the pain and let her know that it's you, that it's not the earthly doctors, but the great physician, oh, God, you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the children in all of our communities, oh, God, in every city, in every state, throughout the nation, throughout every continent in the world. I pray, Father God, for their protection, for their safety. I pray that you would feed them spiritual food as well as physical food, oh, God. Heal their bodies, oh, God. And, Father, I pray for Jackie's pastor, Pastor McKissick, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, his healing. I pray for their wives, oh, God, both husbands and their wives, Father God, both pastors, in the name of Jesus. I pray for Jackie's husband's legs to heal, that he will be on the proper diet so that, Father God, you will have something to work with to heal his body, oh, God. Father, many of us don't realize that we have a part to do with our healing. Many of us just are waiting on you to do it, oh, God. But it's us who have to do our part as well, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for closeness in all of our families. I thank you for Jackie's patience, oh, God, that you will keep them in your holy care, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for wisdom, knowledge, understanding of your ways for Jackie. And, Lord, I lift up Miss Ludell, oh, God, as she is pushing 92. I thank you for the years that you've given her. And, Lord, you know all about her son, Paige, and her other children that may need healing in their bodies. I pray for healing virtue. I pray for her church people, her friends, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, let healing virtue, salvation, healing, deliverance come forth. In the name of Jesus, Father, many people visit your church. They sit on your pews, but many are not saved. They do it habitually, but many are not saved. They don't even call on your name. They don't even remember that you are God. They go just by tradition. I bind up traditional churchgoers in the name of Jesus, and I decree and declare they will have a personal relationship with you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that they will not be ignorant to Satan's devices to try to pull them off the path. But, oh, God, I thank you that they will hunger and thirst for your righteousness, oh, God. So, Father God, I thank you for Mokoshe Pastor Tori's children in the name of Jesus. I thank you that her children are wise and strong beyond their years. I thank you for their maturity. I thank you for their strength. I thank you for their hunger and thirst for righteousness, oh, God. I thank you that they are already brilliant, 10 times smarter than their peers. I pray for her grandchildren, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will grow up with a hunger and a thirst for spiritual knowledge, oh, God. And, Father God, let her and her husband see the fruit of their labor, oh, God. Oh, Father God, you are with them. You are with the children, oh, God. And I thank you that every struggle that they have with their children, even their church family, oh, God, that they will cast it at your feet, because your yoke is easy, your burden is light, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, I lift up a little angel today, Bianca, who lost her little dog, who was her good friend. And, Father God, you know when we lose a friend, it can be detrimental. It's very disturbing. It's very disheartening. So I pray that you would comfort her in the loss of her dog, oh, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you that she and her sister are closer than ever before.
and they are getting on their knees and praying. They are strengthened on every hand. So, Father, we bless you. We honor you. We give you glory and thanksgiving. Well, it's closing time on Bible Story Land. I'm going to unmute everybody. We don't have much longer on, but I'm going to unmute you just in case you have something you want to share really quick. I'm unmuting people that were on mute. So anybody have anything, they burning something they want to just share that's on your heart today? Something the Lord gave you, but make it quick because it's going on 11. And we like to finish up by 10:30, but that's okay. God is with us.
I just wanted to say, I know several people had said that they had received the word from the message, and I just wanted to just to give God the glory for that. And I prayed that God will allow that word to just manifest, and we'll be praying for those persons who received that and everything, and that God will truly, truly move in their lives.
Thank you, Pastor Tori. It was a powerful word. I thank God for you.
Praise God. Praise God.
All right. Love you, Pastor Tori. Anybody else? You're back on live. Those who were on live, you got about another second or two if you have something that you just want to say. Press one. Couldn't hear you, yeah?
Okay, this is David Emmanuel. I'm going to try to be quick, even though it's not quick, but this is showing you how the devil works. Friday night I did comedy for teenagers. They were trying to keep them out of the street. They had a DJ and all of that stuff, and the old Scott is off of Lim Turner. The next day I had Kings and Queens of Clean Comedy at Abacena. And one of the comedians mentioned that you need to concentrate on a group and people that's, you know, your age and not teenagers. And to me, that's how the devil works, because if I can use my comedy to talk to kids and keep them out in the street, I feel like what I went through in life is not in vain, because I'm able to share that back to the youth. So I'm just saying you have to be careful, because the devil will try to make you stay in one certain area so you don't reach people. The whole thing is for people to see God in us. And anytime the devil can convince us otherwise, then, you know, he's smiling. That's my opinion.
Thank you for sharing, Brother David. All right. One more. One more. All right.
I will do it.
I thank God. Karen, I'm sorry, what did you say?
I will do it. I just want to thank God for the lesson this morning. And what she talked about also applies to college students as well. They might be adults that have struggles with studying as well.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Karen. God bless you. Well, it's closing time. I love you all so much. And I appreciate it. I'm sorry, someone said something?
Is this a Jeep?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to thank God for the word also, because sometimes, I mean, as parents, we don't know all the answers. You know, we have to see other ways. Sometimes I read books and I pray for God to give me understanding, and God, he always make a way, bring an answer. So thank God for that word today.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Stacy.
You're welcome.
Anybody else? Well, Father God, we appreciate you. We honor you. We bless you, oh God. We thank you for going with us as we leave each other, but not your presence, oh God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over every person with us, oh God. We thank you for safety and protection. And God, we thank you that you are Lord, and ain't nobody great as you. You are God and God alone. None else, none is greater than you. Nobody can compare to how good you are. So, Father God, bless the children all over the world. Feed them healthy food, oh God. Oh, Father God, draw them closer to you than ever before. In Jesus' name, feed them spiritually, mentally, emotionally. Give them wisdom, knowledge, understanding of your ways, oh God. Oh, Father God, draw our children, even as little tiny ones, oh God. I claim them for your kingdom, oh God. and we bind the hand of the enemy that's trying to take our children out on every hand, but we say, not so, devil. Our children shall live and not die. And we bless you and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, y'all have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. I look forward to hearing from you all next Saturday, November the 2nd, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. So don't forget, allow God to do a work in you. His love allowed Jesus to die for you and to resurrect for you and for me. Jesus sits at the right hand of God interceding for us. We serve a mighty God, and his plan is infallible. His plan, he has a mighty plan for our children. So don't forget, let's obey him and follow his lead. Follow his lead. That means we got to be sensitive to him when he's talking, when he's leading us. He's the shepherd. He leads us in the paths of righteousness. Let's follow his lead. When evil thoughts come, cast them down. Say, I cast that thought down in the name of Jesus. So, like I said, have a God-filled day. I love you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.